agenda which you have already seen, which has been published on the Council's website. The meeting is being recorded and an audio recording will be uploaded to the Town Council's website in due course. We do have some members of the press and public in attendance as observers and would like to extend a warm welcome to you all. Only those who have registered to speak in advance from 10 o'clock opportunity to speak during public participation and will not be permitted unless invited to do so by the chairman to speak at other times. Could I just ask members that they render themselves to present silence during the meeting? Thank you. Right, we move on to item two, which is to elect the chairman of the council, town mayor, to receive the chairman's Councillor Manny Chapman, would you like to speak to your nomination, please?
Thank you, Chair. I would like to nominate Councillor Fred Cagle, born in Exmouth, raised in Exmouth, family in Exmouth, knows lots of people in Exmouth. Fred always takes on jobs he sees through, doesn't have a heart break, and he will be an excellent man. And someone can be proud of, so I'd like to nominate him for the position of chairman of council. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Chapman. Councillor Lynn-Anderson.
I'll formally second, Chair.
Thank you. So we then go to Councillor Tim Dunbar. Would you like to speak to your proposal, please?
Yes, I would, Chair. Thank you very much. Yes, I think Steve has been mayor for 2 or 3 years now, and I think has done a superb job. I could also mention that that it might be Councillor Fred Cagle, or the other nominee, was born and brought up here in Exmouth, knows Exmouth very well. As mayor, you need to be able to speak with everybody, relate to everybody, and Steve has this remarkable ability to know the right words at the right time. And I think that makes him particularly suitable. And whereas normally we wouldn't have quite such long mayoral terms, I think in this case it is justified. And the reason it's justified is because we've been out of action for the last 2 years or more. And I think that Steve needs a chance to demonstrate his abilities in full. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Dunbar. Councillor Jones, please.
Thank you, Chair. Myself and Councillor Dunbar should have compared notes because he's pretty much said everything that I would have said. I think that you always put the interests of the town first at all times. You're incredibly supportive of all groups in the community, and as you have a way of saying the right thing at the right time, and I feel for that reason that you there's nothing to worry you not continuing for another year. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you. Charlene Finch, please.
Sorry, I can't hear you very well. Did you call me to speak?
Yeah.
Okay. Good evening. I propose I'd expect Sadiq for another year, because this year no opportunities have arisen for her to fulfill the role because of COVID mainly. I'm sure she will be an asset to the council when she comes.
Thank you. Here's a frank place, please.
Yeah, I'm not second councillor Sadiq, sir. Excellent role model for the young working women of Exmouth.
Thank you for that. I will ask, are there any other nominations from the group? I can't see any. Okay, then, so we go straight to the vote. All those in favour of Councillor Sadiq, being elected as Deputy Mayor, then it should be elected to Patricia. Are there any against, please? One against. Any abstentions?
I'm abstaining, Chairman.
Thank you, Tricia. Two abstentions. Three abstentions. So that means.
Just for the record, are there any abstentions of the election of the chairman? Because we've only got a single vote since 19 people as well.
For clarity then, were there any abstentions? We then move back to the agenda as printed. We don't have any members of public speak, no. So we'll move straight on to item one, which is apologies, please.
Yes, we've had apologies passing from Councillor Alan Wicks, Councillor Joy Wicks, Councillor Brian Joy, Councillor Bruce Sarum, Councillor Ian Kerber,
move on then to item 3, to receive any declarations of interest from members. If there are any, would you like to say now, or you can say during the meeting? See? No hands? Okay, thank you, members. So we then move on to item 4, to agree where, sorry, to agree there is no deployment reserve for the present public be excluded from the meeting. We don't have any such items, so that's that item covered. Thank you. Item 5, to approve the minutes of the meeting held on the 4th of April 2022, which you have. Does anyone wish that I sign those as a true record? If so, can I have a motion to second?
Agreed.
Who proposed? Item 8, to review and agree amended. Item 7, to ratify the appointment of members for all committee working parties and outside body representations. We've all seen the paperwork. I mean, if it's okay with members and there aren't any changes, could I suggest that we take those on board, if that is okay?
Brian, is that what Steve?
Yeah, I'm going to check into that, Chair.
Is that on block there?
Yes, please.
Okay. Councillor Brian Bailey proposing. Can we have a second of this? Councillor Bailey helps us second it. So, all those in favour that we take on the nomination on block? Thank you. That's carried. We now move to item 8. To review and agree amended standing orders and financial regulations in line with amendments recommended by NUG, which has been attached and hopefully we will read those. Do you want to say anything about that, Lisa?
No, the amendments were minor actually. The amendments related to the public contracts legislation, where the thresholds for contract negotiations were previously stated in euros, and as a result of us leaving the EU, they've changed that to pound sterling. And some of the legislation relating to GDPR data protection has been updated so that it's now in line with UK legislation as opposed to EU legislation. But those are the only changes. And in the financial regulations, similarly, there's just one reference to the public contracts thresholds, which have been updated from euros to sterling threshold amounts. And they've been increased slightly in line with inflationary increases as well. So very minor, nothing that is noteworthy.
Questions for these topics? No? So can I have a proposer in a second, please? Councillor Eileen Beach proposing. Second by Ollie Davey. All those in favour, please show. Carrie, thank you. Item 9, to review the eligibility and reaffirm the general competence, which again you've all read. Do you want to speak to it, Lisa? Are there any questions?
No, I think everybody knows that general power of competence is an extra power that we have as a council. We meet the criteria. We need to just be aware that we meet the criteria. I'll be doing so.
Any questions? No, thank you.
I would like to propose that we reaffirm the general power.
Councillor Tim Dunbar proposing. We have a second of this. Councillor Pauline Scott, thank you. All those in favour, please show. That was carried. Thank you. We move on to item 10, to reaffirm the delegated authority of the town clerk and conferring on the deputy town clerk to undertake duties of the town council as specified in standing orders and finance regulations. Councillor Alex Sadiq, seconded. All those in favour, please. Thank you, Karen. We move to item 11, to agree allowances for 2022-2023, to approve the chairman's allowance of £438.
They are trying to get their attention. They don't see just regarding insurance, have you taken or considered taking account insurance on our new vehicles? That if they were written off or severely damaged and written off financially, that we would lose any money.
I don't know if
one
is I don't know if gap insurance is applicable, Brian.
Thank you, Councillor, raising that. Thank you. Item 14, to reaffirm appointment of internal auditor to confirm continuation contract with Thomas Westcott for 2021/2022. Are there any questions? If not, I have a proposal.
I have a different proposal, yeah.
Councillor Lynn Ellison proposing. Seconded by Councillor Joe Wimpley. All those in favour, please show. Thank you. Karen? Oops. You then move to item 15, which is to ratify the Town Council's review and statement of internal control, which is attached. Any questions? Item 16, to reaffirm the Council's policies, only those that have changed as which are attached. You see the list from A to Q. Is it all right if I take those on lock? Unless anybody's got any questions to a specific policy?
No.
Are there any questions to any policy? Councillor Pauline Stott.
Sorry, I'm just wondering, because now the beach wheelchairs belong to the Town Council, should there be something in that policy? Because the only mention of beach wheelchairs is actually on the insurance policy. And I just wondered whether, you know, because we're lending them out to people, whether there should be a policy on that. I don't know, it's just a thought.
It wouldn't come as a policy. We do have terms and conditions of hire, for which we sort professional advice.
Yeah.
And obviously, you know, there's risk assessments covered under liability. Policies really relates to Town Council procedures and business. So I don't think we need a policy for the beach wheelchair hire.
Yeah.
I think we need terms and conditions of hire
for
people to borrow them, which we have in place.
I just wondered, if there's not being mentioned, but it's part of the Town Council.
Yeah. Thank you for that.
Thank you, Councillor Scott.
Councillor
Madam Chapman.
Thank you, Chair. Can I have any additional information on training, please? Are we talking about training for councillors or training for staff? Can I have an update from Town Clerk, please?
So the training policy covers training for council staff and councillors, and it lays out what the aspirations are in terms of training. It cites, for example, that the Town Council will pay for relevant training for members of staff identified through annual appraisals, and also relevant training for councillors, and that that cost will be covered.
Have we got any training lined up in the pipeline?
So we share the DALC newsletters that come through. We share those every week or so. There's training in there, and quite often I flag up if I think there's something of interest. There's new councillor training, there's finance, there's chairman's training. I am due to speak to Henry Gordon Lennox about some training on the new code of conduct.
Yeah.
And we do maintain a training register, so we've got a record of all the training that every councillor has undertaken during this current 4-year term. And we ask councillors to update that from time to time, and it's quite comprehensive. It shows that actually we've undertaken quite a lot of training as a council.
Yeah, it's just that I am aware we have new councillors that have not had much training.
So all the new councillors have been offered training. They've been offered the DALC new councillor training course, and one or two have certainly taken that up. And that's in addition to the initiation training that I give as a clerk when we get the councillors on board. So
Yeah, and I also seem to remember that when we agreed our appraisal policy, that appraisals would lead to staff training if such were recognised as necessary. I mean, we have had some turnover of staff, so.
Councillor Brandy.
Thank you, Chair. Just to address the question from Councillor Cannon. As a director of Zelk, I've been sure that the staff and the directors and our county committee, which deals with member, we're constantly reviewing training and updating. Just brought out another one, shared your other account a couple of weeks ago, published by the town council. So if you want to get training, just go see a town farm and you're ready.
Thank you, Chair. I'd just like to say to the councillors that I've been on quite a few of the training things, but since we've had COVID, they've now gone to Zoom, but I've actually been on quite a few of them and they are worth going on. At the moment, they're doing being a good councillor and they can do the code conduct, and they're really worth going on.
item 19 to approve the adoption of the Member Code of Conduct for the Council in line with East Devon Members Code of Conduct, effective from the 20th of May 2022. The East Devon one is going for the meeting AGM on Wednesday, I think. And as the town clerk, Lisa, said that we're looking to put some training courses on members here. Okay.
It's on tomorrow,
sorry.
Code of Conduct, Easter, tomorrow.
Oh, right, thank you.
It's cancelled today, but it's tomorrow, the day after.
Oh, thank you. I wasn't aware of that, was it, Mike?
I'm just going to say there's an upgrade on the product.
Sorry.
There is a new upgrade on the product.
It's the new one that's attached to the agenda.
Yeah.
So the new one will be adopted on the 20th. That's the one that we're proposing to adopt from the 20th of May when it's been ratified by Eastern and Bishop Castle.
I won't vote because I'm on standards. So I'm not voting.
Any other questions? Could we have a proposer and seconder? We involve ourselves in the requirement, please. Councillor Ollie Davey, proposing. Councillor Mike Chapman, seconded. All those in favour, please show. Thank you. That's carried. Thank you. That brings us, I think, to item 20, the date of the next meeting, which is 13th of June, 2022. Thank you all for your time and cooperation this evening. I wish you a good evening.
I'll to raise a matter of AOB. Yeah.
Unfortunately, no, we don't have AOB.
Can I just make a comment? It's in relation to, we talked about beach wheelchairs, and Lisa and I were at a dark larger council meeting the other day, and it was suggested and accepted that we give good news stories from our various, and we were proposing that maybe something on beach wheelchairs go forward, as it's one of our good news stories.
The members around here, and we also have Dawlish, Tidmouth and Torquay now all wanting to find out